National Public Radio has learned that a senior official of the International Olympic Committee will call this week for a change in the way the IOC chooses Olympic cities. The move comes amid allegations of bribery involving IOC members and Olympic organizers in Salt Lake City, site of the 2002 Winter Games. NPR's Howard Berkus joins us now from Salt Lake City to talk about the details. Howard, who's being accused of bribing whom here?
Well, the allegations are that the people who have been organizing the Salt Lake City Olympic effort and who organized the bid to win the Olympics here in 2002 were paying $400,000 to 13 people. Some of them were athletes from poor countries who were trying to get good training facilities and could come to the United States to train. But six of them were relatives of members of the International Olympic Committee. These payments began in 1991 while Salt Lake City was trying to woo members of the International Olympic Committee who were going to decide whether Salt Lake City would indeed host the Winter Olympics. They continued through 1995 when Salt Lake City did win the bid to host the 2002 Winter Games, and they actually continued until earlier this year.
Now, the key word here is payment to the relatives of the IOC. Would they be payments to relatives who are athletes?
It's not clear that these relatives were athletes. In the one case we have details about, it seems clear that the relative was not an athlete, a daughter of an Olympic Committee member from the African country of Cameroon. She attended American University, received scholarship help, perhaps books, living expenses to the tune of thousands of dollars. Her only apparent connection to the Olympic movement is her father, who is now deceased, but was chief of the Cameroon Olympic Committee, chaired a consortium of African Olympic Committees, and served as a member of the International Olympic Committee.
The Salt Lake City organizers who worked on the 2002 Games, are they admitting the payments but denying the bribery?
Right. They have disclosed the payments. They say this was merely an attempt to help poor countries send athletes and other people to the United States for educational purposes, for athletic training. They say that this is a tradition in the Olympic movement, that the countries that are better off help the poorer nations in the developing part of the world with these kinds of payments.
Now, what is the IOC saying about this?
Until this morning, nothing. But this morning, I managed to reach by phone a senior member of the International Olympic Committee, a man named Mark Hodler of Switzerland. He chairs the IOC commission that is supervising Salt Lake City preparations for the 2002 Winter Games. He also wrote the current rules that set limits on gifts to IOC members and govern the kind of contact members can have with bid cities and with organizing committees. And when I described the Salt Lake City payments to him this morning, he said, quote, "That is not legitimate. They are not allowed to pay for that," he said. He continued that Salt Lake City paid because they lost Olympic bids twice before and wanted to win. And the payments, he said, helped Salt Lake City get the votes that they needed to win.
So do you think there could be a change in the selection process, the way it works?
Well, it's really hard to say what the International Olympic Committee will actually do, but Hodler is going to push, he says, to take the selection of the bid cities out of the hands of the general membership of the International Olympic Committee and put it in the hands of a smaller 11-member executive board of which he's a part. These allegations of bribery and influence peddling have plagued the Olympics for years. It comes up with almost every bid, almost every Olympic Games, and there are always promises that the IOC will do something about it. It's not clear whether something will actually be done now, but Mark Hodler, at least, a very influential member of the IOC, promises that something will be done.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you, Noah.
NPR's Howard Berkus is talking with us from Salt Lake City.